Welcome back to another episode from the Indigenous Africa podcast, where we bring storytelling from the people living and working in the African bush. This week, we're still in Jongomero Camp in Ruaha National Park, and we invite some of the back-of-house staff to our conversation in the lounge with all the safari guides. And we find out a little bit more from life behind the scenes, or as we call it in the industry, back of house. Let's go and listen. Enjoy it.
So while we're talking with the guides, we actually have our head of maintenance and workshop, Alfred. He just joined us here. And you know, the guides has got all stories and guests and observations. But what a lot of people don't realize is that all these animals that we go and observe, at some stage during the day or the week or the month, they tend to come and visit us in camp as well. And the guys that stay behind, the back of house staff, they get their own experience and own little game sightings. So Alfred, so this season, did you experience any sightings in camp or interesting experiences?
Experience I've seen this season, although I've been here for more than 16 years, but it's my first time to see the biggest group of elephants in one place. Almost for 3 days, I was only running this area. So I was driving to Ranger Post. Suddenly I found myself, I'm in the middle of the group of elephants.
Oh, wow.
So I have to call the guides to let them know that there's a big group of elephants was starting from the Jongo River up the airstrip. So I have to drive the car back a little bit to wait.
You contacted the guys because we were afraid.
I was also thinking that he needed some assistance.
It's only thing that if you've been in the bush for a long time, it's only you've got a way of protecting yourself. You know these animals what to do. If you're going to disturb them, they would attack you. If you're going to stay calm, they'll leave the way for you to pass.
Relax.
Yes. So this is the only most of experience I've seen.
And then inside camp,
if you don't drive out of camp,
because you move around up and down, you're inspecting rooms and you are fixing and repairing and you know the camp is what is the distance? Almost 800 meters probably from east to west. Do you sometimes pop into animals also?
The experiencing what I've seen for elephant, we have made a pod for them to get water, but water of supplies from them is going on breaking the taps, and they're getting the water from the taps.
No, during that's the dry season.
During the dry season.
So they make extra work.
They're making extra work. There's a corner of the light bush over there. There's a very big elephant over there. So when I was driving across, maybe from here up to the last pole there.
So 10 meters, yeah?
Yes, 10 meters. The elephant was starting screaming and clearing all the bush.
That's serious, though.
So,
what did Jordan
did is to lay down the board.
Oh, just like Giovanni's case.
At the bottom of the seat.
Yeah.
So what I did is not to go further.
Yeah.
Grab the car back, use the fire break.
Is it? Drive around.
Okay.
and Jordan's one of our bush chefs.
Yes.
He's the one who normally goes to fly camp and does the fly camp chefs.
Many years ago. So that was.
And he's been in the bush for a long time, Jordan.
Not that. Even the one that was driving, when we reached the other two, there was a lion inside, lying. So I thought, okay, let me turn this car so I can see the lion from other side. So when I turned the car to see the lion from his side, was jumping from that side.
The other side.
So it doesn't matter which way you drive around, he shifts in the back of the car as well, away from the lion.
So it's not only
the guests. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Even ourselves.
Yeah.
Even the staff.
Yeah, of course.
The other day, we spotted the lion. I was helping them fixing at 21, I remember, Alfred. And he called me, are those lions? He saw them, but I think he wasn't very much sure.
Sure.
And okay. When I looked, I said, okay, your eyes are still very good. I thought you couldn't see.
After 16 years, it's all good. Yeah.
Yes. So when we looked there, we called, was it Prosper?
Yes, Prosper.
So Alfred is the one who spotted the line.
Oh, wow.
With the cups, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, with the cups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even Godfrey, as our camp, one of our camp managers, has an experience of trying to get to bed one night with a scurry.
Exactly. Actually, two incidents. I'm here at the camp, Camp Jongomero Camp, and yes, one after I've completed my tasks, to back to my tent, and I asked the askari to escort me to my tent. Uh-huh. On the way, we just met three lioness. It's like 30 meters away. Oh, so wow. From there, I have to
and
stop.
It's dark.
It's only a flashlight.
And you have
a
gun with you?
Completely nothing, no gun. It's only a flashlight with us, it just helped us, yeah. And we have spotted them, and we have taken aware of that. Mm. With back space, and yes, I could have not taken that direction anymore, so I have to find somewhere to take over that night.
And then, was your laundry basket fuller that evening? And the second experience,
actually, it was the what we call this is a hippo. Okay. They visited our area. Normally, they come to graze around our premises. And on the way back to my tent with my workmate, Naomi, we saw that. And Askari, really at the front of us, saw the hippo. And suddenly, we have all to run away. Luckily enough.
Thank you, Boko.
Luckily enough, we went the other direction and the hippo went the other direction.
So
would not
scared.
Follow us. Just scared.
Yeah.
He was also being scared of us, and yeah. We are also scaring of him.
Yeah.
And yes, it's as Carrie that mentioned, Kiboko, it's now, it's where we identify that there's a hippo here, we have to run away. From now onwards, now we even tried to call our askari Kiboko. Then after we spotted these lions, it's even combined the words Kiboko and Simba, Simboko. So this man is known as Simboko. I would say this is a really bush experience.
Apart from animals, there are sometimes where you expect the people to come all the way from America, Europe and other places. You expect them coming here for animals, but I was surprised last year.
Mm-hmm.
I had this one lady from America, I think. I just remember one name, who I called Kami, just
okay.
Abbreviated her
yeah.
name. And one morning we went off for the breakfast somewhere at the hippo pool as we stopped there. And she just told me, no rush to move. I'm very interested with the hippos. And I have seen many lions in other places. Instead, everything changed. We were not talking about animals anymore. So she wanted me to teach her Kiswahili.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we spent most of the days just
driving around,
and then we find a quiet spot. Right. We stop there and just start learning Swahili. That was it. So we were not driving much.
And learning Swahili in the bush.
Yes.
The place.
But that is a very strong point that I always tell, you know, people that want to book, because a lot of people will tell me over the years, but we are not, you know, what they say, hardcore safariist. I don't want to sit there and come with my special khaki clothes and my binoculars and my zoom lens camera. I'm just interested in nature and culture and people. I just want to experience.
That's what happened. Even this lady, she had no camera. She had a phone. And I remember she took one or two photos all the 4 days
yeah.
she was here. And then when I came back, I was telling the manager that because I asked her, are you not interested taking pictures? And she came back here and she was so happy that she surprised me.
Yes.
That I normally see many people coming with this big camera with these huge lenses.
Yeah.
But she took very few pictures. But she was mainly interested in, with the Swahili.
Yeah.
Oh, so she wanted to have private class in the bush where it's quiet.
And in the day she left, 4 days later, she was fluent in Swahili?
She was talking a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, many. But that's counting a, numbers, some words, and
but
sometimes
talking a lot
when
is
she wants it
that's
to...
That's a female thing, but the language... I'll cut that out. Please remember to cut that out.
Yeah, she was saying many words, like when she wants to tell you to stop for something, then she will just tell me in Swahili, Simama.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And then we had this year, of course, we've got Brian here, our guide trainer. And even though you guys have got years of experience, you can never stop learning. And Brian brought a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. And we are going through classes, and it's a whole year project that we're going through. And I know you guys worked a lot after hours. A lot of our guests don't realize that, you know, when they come and eat dinner, you guys go to the classroom and you sit till 10 o'clock at night in the classroom. And tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, your vehicle is ready for a game drive. This season, we also brought in an intern, because we felt at the Zulu Safari Company that, you know, we want to really invest back into Tanzania by doing proper guide training, not just to our own guides, but, you know, give other people also a chance. And even if there's not employment in the future, we empower you with a certificate with real, honest, you know, knowledge about guiding. And we base our curriculum on the famous Fagasa curriculum from Southern Africa. And we've got an intern that's been here with us the whole year. And we, in the beginning, we shift him around between departments. I think he was an askari for a bit, and he was a waiter, and he was a porter. And because a guide is a, you know, a guide should have knowledge of all departments. And, you know, let's ask the intern, JC, how was the year? How did you find it? And what did you really, if you have to sum up what you learned the last year in a few sentences, what would you say about this intern program we have?
Actually, this intern program in Zulu Safari, I can say it's good, and it's helping us, or it's helping those young people like to improve their knowledge. Like me here, I've improved a lot. I can see that from the way I was begin and until here, I can see my knowledge now is good. Yeah, and I hope soon I'll arrive at my goals.
Because we have, I think we have decided to offer you a position as a trainee guide from intern in the next season, to start as a trainee guide, and then you've proved yourself that you are willing and you want to learn, so that's good. So have you gone out with guests this season?
Yeah, actually yes, I've been with different senior guys and different guests. And actually, I've gained a lot of experience from guests and guides by learning observation of what is going into the bush. Yeah, I can see that.
And what would you, if I would ask you, what was the most interesting animal sighting or animal behavior that you experienced this season? Because you've been, you know, you haven't had previous times so much interaction in the wild. So what have you seen this season that you didn't realize about animals or behavior or anything like that?
I remember just one day I went in the bush, and actually the guests, they drop off the massage, the shuka, which they use to cover themselves.
The blanket, like a shuka. It gets cold in the mornings. Yeah.
Then I just said, okay, let me go and collect it. At first, when we arrived there, we saw nothing. But when I go outside, actually, I didn't know what was there. Then when I just collect the shuka, suddenly the lion come up.
Oh, wow.
then the guests say, "Oh, Jesse, run, lion!"
Then I say, I just felt like this. I say, ah, no, I'm just a bush boy. they say, what? Come here. I said, no. But they run like a 50 meter and hide. I was...
You or the lion?
The lion.
Oh, the lion.
I was still standing there and looking at the lion. I didn't even run into the car. I would just stay outside.
Yeah.
Then I just get inside. The guest say, oh, how can you stay there without running? How can you still stand there without running? I say, oh, if you run, then sometimes they may run to you. Yeah, so you have to just stand still. Look at it, don't run.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then think of what you're going to do. Oh, yeah.
That's excellent.
Excellent. So, JC, parlez-vous français?
Ah bah oui, je parle français. Aussi, j'étais avec les clients qui parlaient aussi français. Et à ça, je peux dire donc, ça m'augmente à parler cette langue. Aussi, être guide qui parlait la langue française ici au sud des Pâques, des Rois ou bien du sud de Tanzanie. C'est pas normal, ce n'est que nord de Tanzanie. Vous pouvez trouver les guides qui parlent français.
Ah, ouais. Oui, so, très bien. Très bien.
Merci beaucoup.
Ah,
great. It's great to have a French-speaking guide with us. Eh?
Yeah.
And we are really trying to expand on this and have multiple languages. So we can cater to you know, the nations of the world and show off and brag about our wildlife in Tanzania.
Theo,
yeah.
So how would you say that having a French-speaking, or was it an intern on your vehicle? I know JC's been on a couple of game drives with you where you've had French guests whose English hasn't been particularly good. So JC's been a help. Is that enhanced the guest experience in the camp?
One thing what I saw is one of the experience which came up. I went to the air trip,
yeah,
and before leaving, I said to Godfrey, I can see this name is looking like a French. You know, sometimes they don't write with the nationality,
right?
So I said, yeah, okay, but let me go to the airport and see. Reaching there, I can see the only the lady can speak a little English, but okay, the man cannot speak.
Not one word.
Yeah, not one word. So I say hello, and you know, you say bonjour and other stuff.
So now you're in trouble now.
Yeah. So on my way to here, I said to them, look, you're a guide, but manager have got some plan for
okay.
you. Yeah, so coming here, I said, we are going to have another French-speaking, and the guests, wow.
French-speaking guide.
Yeah, yeah. French-speaking guide, then the guests were, wow, very happy. And arriving here, the JC was already called, so was here, and yes.
Prepared to meet
him. Yeah, from the welcome song, he was there to say bonjour, and everything was rising up.
Wow.
And this year is the year with lots of French speaking ever in the record, I can
you think
say.
So?
Really? Yeah. So many
yeah.
French.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. Like the whole month, camp. Like July especially, was like
French speaking.
A lot of French speaking. And so, then I could see how we need the French guide as well, because they miss a lot when they are with me who cannot share enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need them speaking different languages.
That is good. It just shows again, from an intern,
yeah,
an experienced head guide rely on an intern to come and help him.
Yeah.
And that's why guides are always a close-knit
great
family.
Team. Yeah. Yeah.
Great team, close family, because we help each other, we call each other, we share information and sightings and so on.
But before you switch on, one day I had a couple. Then we just drive along the Ruaha River from August to December. At the beginning of December, the Ruaha is dry and some ponds around there with the green scenery. So when I reached a point to set up for sundown, I found these ladies crying a lot, and she was looking like, I thought maybe I have done something
Yeah, wrong.
Yeah. And I had to ask her husband, like,
what is wrong?
It's,
yeah.
Maybe that sighting wasn't that good to her or something. Mm. Mm. And she said, no, don't talk anything. Let her cry until she finished.
That's very good advice there.
So I just kept waiting until she was a bit relaxed. She wiped her tears.
Yeah.
And she came to me. She said, sorry, don't feel bad for what I have done. But I'm just saying you have a beautiful country ever.
Wow.
And
tears of joy.
Yeah, these things cannot happen in our home. And I have been waiting for this for more than 30 years. And now I think her husband made it. Her dream.
Yeah, possible. Yeah.
Her dream came true.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, absolute tears of joy.
Yeah.
I think that's something important to remember is we often see all these guests coming through and we just think they've got lots and lots of money. Not necessarily. Yeah, not necessarily. Some of them save for 30 years to come on their only safari to
one
Africa.
Safari in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you very much, guys. I think this is fun. This was fun, man. It's nothing serious.
Yeah, very good.
I think the chef panicked too fast yesterday.